Let's quickly look at the objectives before we move ahead. So after going through this particular chapter, you will be able to understand the essentials of interview preparation. So what are the basics required for a good interview, for an effective interview would be discussed. How to avoid interview mistakes. So there are certain common mistakes or pitfalls which people get into. So how to avoid those, what those are, will be discussed here, and the essential steps in planning for a particular interview. So all these elements would be discussed in this particular chapter. Let's start with the introduction first. With so many common mistakes such as being late, to the wrong clothing, not knowing your resume or your CV, or answering your phone during an interview, these are all extremely simple, easily avoidable errors or mistakes that people normally make. Thus, one important element which can actually help us get rid of these unnecessary or simple manual errors is the element of preparation. Thus, preparation is the key when applying for interviews, and students are taught that the best way to prepare is to read through as many interview questions and answers as possible. So you should be aware of what will be asked. You should be aware of what things need to be done in preparation, what errors to avoid from the context of preparation. Let's move on. The job advertisement will usually indicate the competencies that a position requires, and therefore the types of questions that can be expected. So the job advertisement can be taken up as a clue to what lies ahead. The power of good first impressions based on a polished appearance and good body language are also important when it comes to interviews. In fact, some small elements have been discussed in the first chapter with regards to this. Described as forming the foundation from which all future thoughts about someone will be based. So as they say, the first impressions are the last or lasting impressions. The first 30 seconds to a minute, people generally form impressions about others. So it's very important to have a polished appearance and a good body language so that the first impressions are considered as the best or good impressions, not the worst impressions. Now let's take a look at some of the essentials of interview preparation. As we all know, preparation is the key to success, not just in an interview, but in every walk of life. So the interview is no different. So success is definitely the key to a successful interview. As I just, you know, said in the previous slide, most interviews will make a decision about you in the first 30 seconds of the interview. Your level of professionalism and mannerisms you exude are very important throughout the interview process. So you are being observed, you are being judged in the interview. It might be a one-on-one kind of an interview like we've discussed in the first chapter, or it might consist of a panel going at you at one time, interviewing you, observing you, or you will be subjected to different one-on-one interviews with different kind of people. The way you enter a room, the clothes and accessories you wear, the way you shake hands, and your tone of voice all create an impression. Researching the company as well as networking with any contacts there will definitely help organize your efforts as you prepare to meet company representatives. This is extremely important. If you are aware of what the company is doing, if you are aware of whom you are going to meet, they instill a sense of confidence in you. They also help in the other person being, you know, in the right impression about you. Now we'll split up the essential preparations for the interview. We'll split them up based on the time periods and what you're supposed to do during these periods. The first being the day before. So preparation should ideally start a day or a couple of days before going for any interview. So what ideally should one do? The very first thing is get plenty of sleep. In this context, refrain is nothing but refuse from staying up too late or partying. Alcohol and smoke aromas tend to linger. Linger means they tend to stay longer than one desires. You want to impress the interviewer and not annoy them. So, there was this one particular case in an organization where I had worked for, where the person had just, had a cigarette before coming to the interview. And although he was not smoking there, but still the cigarette, odor stuck to his clothes and, made it quite apparent that he had smoked before the interview. If you're not sure where the interview is taking place, do a practice run the night before. Many a times, a lot of candidates, it is advisable to use technology such as Google Maps to look at the place, to understand the place. Many a times, it happens that we assume that the interview is happening at one place, and it turns out that that is not the place. One example, not in interviewing, but in a current training situation happened. I've been training for a particular manufacturing group in Pune area, wherein they have three offices in different areas, and these different areas are quite distant from each other. They've got one office which is close to the station area in Pune, where I conducted about six training sessions. Then there was a gap of a month, and after a month I was informed that there would be four more sessions for the same company. Luckily, I did not assume the location. I called up the coordinator only to know that the actual training for those particular sessions had been changed the venue, and it was a good 12 kilometers away or distant from the first venue. So if I would have presumed or assumed that the training would have been in the first venue, it would have cost me about an hour to reach in prime traffic to the next destination. So it is always advisable to not assume about things, to prepare beforehand and do a dry run. You can also use technology like I did. You can use Google Maps to find the precise location and some landmarks for the interview place. If you are taking the railway, so check the railway timetable. Okay, if you are going by your own vehicle or by bus, check the vehicle condition or the bus schedule to minimize delays on the day of the interview. So these are some things which you can proactively do in order to make your interview successful. Let's move on. The next aspect that you need to take part in the day before is to review your organizational research and your resume. Make notes on the skills in this context that you have acquired in each job or activity. Come up with a short list of why your skills and experience match the desired position. Prepare a small list of questions for the employer. If you have a portfolio of your work, mark relevant pages to refer to during the interview. Think about what makes you stand out from other job candidates. Another aspect is thing that can be done here, which can be called as an essential as well, is to lay out your clothes. So bring extra stockings if it's for lady, or an extra tie for a gentleman, 10 copies of the resume, paper and a pen. Use professional portfolio or bag to carry your materials. Now, especially for women, what kind of preparation is required the day before? Think professional and reserved. So keep a cool demeanor, look reserved, think in a professional manner. Dress in a dark or neutral color suit matching the jacket and skirt. So prepare such a dress for the next day. Okay. Also, find certain shoes which are conservative and neutral kind of hosiery. Keep makeup as natural as possible. Avoid flashy or bright nail polish. So if you've had any flashy or bright party nail polish, remove that for the next day because it needs to look professional. Indian women can, you know, lay out clothes such as a Punjabi suit or a tunic for the next day. They can just keep it prepared, okay, ensure that it is well ironed, crisp and clean. Avoid wearing high heels for the next day. And if you're laying out or setting out any jewelry for the next day, minimize the use of this particular kind of jewelry. Avoid any chunky kind of jewelry or flashy jewelry, which will actually, you know, raise unwanted attention. So leave the nose ring and the tongue jewelry at home. Of course, many Indian women won't do that. The tongue jewelry or any piercings are very infrequent. But other things such as chunky jewelry or flashy jewelry, big beaded jewelry, all need to be removed. Okay, and wear one small pair of earrings, which seems and looks very professional. For men, to prepare for the next day, that is a preparation done the day before, always choose to wear a freshly pressed jacket and tie if you want to wear one, okay, if you're wearing a blazer or a suit. So lay out that blazer or suit the earlier day. Have your shoes polished the day before. Make sure you have a clean shave. So rather than shaving early in the morning, if that's some people are not early starters, so you can shave late in the evening, which will stay. Ensure that you shave in such a way it'll shave stay for the next day. Your hair should be neat, clean, and trimmed, including your sideburns. So your hair should not be in a mess, okay, because it creates a very unprofessional and a chaotic appearance. Keep your hands groomed, clean, and trim nails. So nails are also observed, because in a person-to-person or a one-to-one kind of an interview conversation, the person will tend to observe elements of hygiene and grooming as well. Now we shall move into the interview day. So what preparation is required? So at the very start of the day, when you're starting off with your breakfast, eat a high protein, high carbohydrate breakfast to boost your energy. So eat such food that actually helps you give a boost to your energy. Review your resume and notes. So it's extremely important to quickly, while taking breakfast, while in the bus or while using a public transport or while sitting at the reception area of the interview venue, it is important to review your resume and the notes that you have prepared, which will help you with that particular interview. Practice answering potential questions. So you have to actually foresee or forecast what kind of questions will be the most likely questions that will be asked to you. So practice answering these. Prepare a list of answers for those FAQs. So this will also feel comfortable with the process. Read the newspaper or check the internet to be prepared for the ice-breaking small talk around the day's event. So ice-breaking small talk is the initial conversation that you have with the interviewer, which necessarily does not involve you talking about your profile, about the previous job, about this job, and so on. So it's basically a talk about how you travel to the company, how the kind of ambience that you've seen about the organization, the weather conditions, and so on. So it's just plain talk to generate a conversation and, as they say, to break the ice. Here we continue with the interview day preparation essentials. Here we need to schedule our time to arrive at the interview location 10 to 15 minutes prior to your scheduled interview. You might want to check the traffic conditions to help you plan your commuting. Avoid perfume or cologne in an excessive manner, and smoking before the interview. So if you're wearing any perfume, it should be very in a very small quantity, very subtle. It should not be very overpowering. Carry a small portfolio to hold your resume. A portfolio can be a plastic kind of a file or a folder, and a pen. Women, this will help avoid carrying a purse. So it'll look professional for women, as well as it'll avoid carrying a purse, which might, seem out of place in a conservative environment. Do not wear your outerwear into the interview. So in many places during rains or in cold countries, it is advisable, people wear outerwear when they go out, like long coats or jackets. These can be, placed somewhere near the company's reception. Do not wear sunglasses during the interview. So it's extremely important to not wear sunglasses of any kind or goggles during an interview. Now let's look at the essential 10 minutes before the interview starts. So arrive with time to stop by the restroom for any last minute touch-ups. So even for gentlemen, what happens is if you are using your own bike to commute, or if you've taken public transport, if your hair has been ruffled by air, if you've your face has become oily or dusty, you can quickly visit the washroom, give yourself a touch-up by washing the face, combing the hair, and women can do a quick touch-up with their makeup and then get into the interview. Also, essential subtleties include checking for dandruff, shoulder flakes, and static cling. Static cling is whenever you've been sitting in a chair for a long time and static electricity starts building up, and certain things like leaves or certain small pieces of paper, they actually cling to your body due to the static. So if any, please remove them. If you get sweaty palms, this is a good time to wash and dry your hands. People do not like the feeling of sweaty palms when their hands are shaken. So ensure that your hands are dry and cool before you shake them with the interviewer. Be courteous to all support staff, including the security guard. You never know who is providing input for the selection process. So there might be many people who might be asked about you. They might be asked about their observation about you as a person, how you behaved in the reception area, how were you courteous to the lower people in the company, such as the security guard or the people at the cafeteria and so on. So while you were waiting for the interview to begin, people watch and pick up clues to office culture. Observe how people dress and interact with one another. How diverse is the workforce, as in diversity probably in the age group, diversity about the regions that the people come in. Okay, what is the sex ratio, the gender ratio, that is the male to female ratio. Will you feel comfortable working here? Turn off your cell phone alarms prior to the interview. It's a very bad thing when an alarm, rings. Many of us are actually, very adept. We unconsciously are used to turning our cell phones to silent, switching them off or on vibrating. But we forget the crucial thing of turning down the cell phone alarm. Okay? Still nervous? Try talking slow. Deep breathing definitely helps, and look out for a glass of water. So if you are nervous, it's just because of the adrenaline flowing in or the hormones flowing in. To curb this particular thing, you need to drink some water. You need to breathe deeply, okay? And you have to think of the positive angles in the interview. Now let us look at the essentials of preparation during the interview. So here also you can rehearse before you've been there. So a firm brief handshake with eye contact and a smile is important to start the meeting. Wait to be seated and sit in the chair in a straight position, not in a slouched kind of position. Try not to convey nervousness. Playing with items on a desk, swinging legs or cracking knuckles will distract you from your presentation. Maintain eye contact with the interviewers. It's essential that you communicate through your eyes, because a communication or a conversation in an interview is a kind of a two-way process. So it's extremely essential that you have the correct eye contact and you maintain it throughout the interview conversation. Do not interrupt the interviewer. listen to the questions carefully and do not respond until the question is asked. So these are certain crucial things which need to be done during the interview. A few other aspects are as follows. Speak with confidence and enthusiasm. So it's extremely important that the confidence that you have shows through your speech. Okay, the enthusiasm or the cheerfulness or the positive attitude also is displayed through the verbal, you know, conversation. If you do not know an answer to a question, do not pretend that you do. Some of the interviewers, they have better expertise or very high level of expertise and can tell whether a person is bluffing or not. So in this context, firstly, take your time answering questions. Be thoughtful in your answers, and if you do not know a particular answer, honestly tell the person that you do not know the answer and will research about the question. Remember to ask them what is the next step, okay, and when you can expect to hear from them. A simple fact is to be yourself. Don't pretend to be what you are not. If you are enthusiastic, if you are lively, if you have an open mind and a good attitude, display it freely rather than just sitting quietly without doing anything. At the end of the interview, ask for business cards. Now let's take a look at the things that need to be avoided. Do not take notes during an interview, as it prevents you from focusing on an interviewer. So what happens is the eye contact is lost because you are engrossed in the process of taking notes. In this context, the interviewer may get, you know, angry or may get irritated by this habit of yours. You might even not listen to some important instructions or questions posed by the interviewer. Do not welcome yourself to the interviewer's desk space by placing your portfolio on the desk. It's best to keep it on your lap at all times. So your personal things like a cell phone or a purse or in this case a portfolio should be kept on your person or a chair besides you, not on the interviewer's interviewing desk. Do not, definitely, this is a definite big taboo, do not chew gum or breath mints during the interview. So if you think, you know, if you have a habit of smoking or if you've traveled a long way and think you've got bad breath, definitely have a chewing gum or drink water or breath mints, but spit them out before you enter the interviewing room. Do not listen in on telephone conversations or read or inspect documents on an interviewer's desk. Okay, this is a prime invasion of the interviewer's privacy and nobody will like these unnecessary, you know, nuisancial things. The next points that we have here in things to avoid are, if someone enters the office during the interview, you do not need to stand. Yes, many of us actually, you know, tend to stand, but of course you don't know the person, so why should you stand? Okay, it is only appropriate to stand if you are introduced to the person who has entered the room. So if the interviewer looks at you, gestures to you and the person who's entered and introduces the two of you, then it's a good habit to stand and shake hands with the person whom you've been introduced to. Do not call an interviewer sir or madam. Use the interviewer's name in the interview, but do not overdo it. So nowadays it's becoming a norm to move away from using a sir or a ma'am. If you need to use these, if the interviewer is elderly, use it quite infrequently. Do not, you know, irritate or anger the interviewer by constantly sirring or ma'aming the person. Do not criticize others, including past employers or associates. It's very important if you've, left a job recently and you've been asked a reason of why you have left the job, never ever criticize the organization or your team members, your boss or the practices there. Now the interviewer will think if you are bad mouthing that company, tomorrow when you leave, if you are chosen in the interviewer's company, you will definitely do that for their company as well. So this is the logic why we should never criticize others, including past employers or the people whom you've worked with, your associates. Do not give one or two word answers. It is best to develop answers that use your personal and professional history to prove how well you match the profile of the ideal candidate. To do this, find a way to make small stories, narratives, and examples for each of the possible questions that you might be asked. So there is a need again to be proactive and to actually forecast what might be asked. Remember not to overpower the interviewer or the interview. Do not use profanity, even if the interviewer does. Profanity is the use of bad language, obscene remarks, and so on. So if the interviewer uses certain abusive terms, do not try to reflect or echo their sentiments. Do not ask, will I get the job? Do not discuss salary until later in the process. So it's extremely important not to look very desperate, okay, not to look very childish. Professionalism demands that you stay focused, okay, and not to be allured by the lure of salary. So you have to be patient and keep the salary discussions till the end. Sharing jokes or being overly humorous during an interview could cast doubt on the seriousness of your candidacy. So don't, even if the person who's interviewing you is very jovial, shares jokes, try to not be overly humorous or share any personal jokes. By doing this, you remain professional and are perceived as a thorough professional by the HR person. But if you are sharing jokes or are becoming humorous, the person might not appreciate it, even though they might be engaged in doing it. So you should be reserved, because after all, the interview is a formal process. Now let's look at the essentials of interview preparation after the interview. Take some time to write down some impressions of the interview. List the names of the people that you've met during the interview. Did you forget to mention something about your background that you would like to include in a thank you note? Within 24 hours of completing your interview, write a thank you note or email to the people you've met. Evaluate the interview. What questions were most difficult? Make notes for yourself about how you can improve your interviewing skills before the next interview. So if you've missed out on anything in this particular interview, you can easily go back, introspect, understand the lacunae, understand the problems that happened, understand the places where you got stuck, and practice them, prepare for them before the next interview. If you still have not heard from the company by the date they gave you, go ahead and contact them. You will get an idea where you lie in the job interview. One of the key things to avoid is to avoid arriving late. Arriving late suggests poor time management skills and may indicate a lack of respect for the company, a lack of respect for the job position, and even the interviewer. Go to the extra length to ensure that you arrive on time, or preferably 10 to 15 minutes early. It is always, in fact, preferable to arrive a good 15 to 20 minutes early, so that you can just sit, catch your breath, okay, look at the things in the organization, become more comfortable to the environment. The next interview mistake is not knowing anything about the company. Don't let your potential employer stump you with the question, "What do you know about this company?" It is one of the easiest questions to answer if only you do some research before your interview. Background information, including company history, locations, and a mission statement, are available in an About Us section on most company websites. Review it ahead of time, then print it out and read it, you know, before your interview to refresh your memory. Also check the company's LinkedIn page and Facebook page if they have one. So there are plenty of avenues for you to discover things about the prospective organization and the people that work there. Definitely, most of the global organizations, including organizations functioning in India, have their presence on LinkedIn, if not on any other social media site. And today, most of them have their own websites and even blogs. So there is plenty of ways, you know, you can simply access this information and you can get information related to the company. The next mistake is not knowing your CV. CV is a short form for curriculum vitae, also called as your resume or your bio data. Even if you have submitted a CV when you've applied for the job, you may also be asked to fill out an application form on arrival. Make sure that you know the information you will need to complete an application, including dates of qualifications, achievements, prior employment, graduation dates, and employer reference contact information. It's understandable that some of your older experiences may be hard to recall. In this context, review the facts before your interview. It can be helpful to keep a copy of your CV for yourself to refer to during your interview, although certainly don't rely on it. It should be extremely natural that you should know every part of your resume or your CV, and you should be able to explain any element which can be questioned by the interviewer. Of course, you should never fudge any facts on your CV. Fudging a fact is using false or manipulated information in a particular resume. The more truthful you are, the better you will be able to discuss your past experience during the interview. So if you have exaggerated or lied, you know, so you would not be able to explain that part. For example, there was a particular trainer in the previous organization who had exaggerated a few training related theories and had exaggerated that those were practically done in the previous organization. When we interviewed him, we found that he had practically very less knowledge of those theories and how they need to be applied in the organization. So it came about as a fudging or a falsification of information, which of course consequently led to that person not being selected for the required job. The other common mistake, which is a very, you know, blatant mistake, is not paying attention. Don't get distracted during an interview. Make sure you're well rested, alert and prepared for that particular interview. Getting distracted and missing a question looks bad on your part. If you zone out, your potential employer will wonder how you'll be able to stay focused during a day on the job. If you can't even focus during one interview. So the people are quick to make assumptions or perceptions about people being interviewed. So interviewers will think that you would not be the right person for the job. If you feel your attention slipping away, make the effort to stay engaged. Maintain eye contact, lean forward slightly when talking to your interviewer, and make an active effort to listen effectively. The three things which are mentioned here are all attributes of active listening process. Active listening is where you listen intently for the key facts in a conversation and you try to assimilate them in your memory. The way you do it is by completely focusing on what's being said, by leaning forward, by maintaining eye contact, by giving out verbal and non-verbal signs of understanding. The next mistake is that of talking too much. The interviewer really doesn't know need to know your whole life story. Keep your answers concise, to the point and focused, and Don't ramble, simply answer the question. Ramble is to speak unnecessarily, to beat around the bush, to not be concise. Also, don't get sidetracked and start talking about your personal life, your boyfriend or girlfriend, your home life, etc. So please do not digress or create a diversion for yourself by not sticking to the professional topic. These are not topics that you should delve into. No matter how warm, welcoming or genial your interviewer may be, an interview is a professional situation, not a personal one. So don't fall trap to the interviewer being very courteous, being very genial to you. You need to be professional and remain professional during the entire course of the interview. The next mistake or error to avoid is not being prepared to answer and ask questions. To get a feel of your aptitude for a job, your interviewer is going to take advantage of the allotted time and dish out everything he or she needs to know about you as an employee. Don't let yourself be caught off guard. Prepare your interview by thinking about what questions to expect and how to answer them. You will also need to be prepared with a list of questions to ask the employer. By asking the employer questions, they will understand that you are thinking in the right manner, you are interested in the organization, and therefore you are trying to know more so that you can join the organization. The next error or mistake is being negative about the past employers, about the past school, the teachers and the fellow pupils. Some of you might have also been in jobs so there also you should never be negative about the management or the organization. You don't want the interviewer to think that you might speak that way about his or her company if you leave on terms that aren't best. So in the future, if certain things happen, things don't work well, then you might tarnish the image of the organization that you're working for as well. When interviewing for a job, you want your employer to know that you can work well with other people and handle conflicts in a mature and efficient way, rather than bad-mouthing or talking about other people's incompetence. Even if you've asked hard questions like, have you worked with someone you didn't like? If so, how did you handle it? Always try to answer positively. We will look at types of interview questions shortly, where we will discuss some more on these lines. Now let's take a look at the essential steps in planning for an interview. The very first is to research the organization. The second being plan for the interview. The third being plan for the journey. Fourth being appearance. Fifth, make sure you bring everything you need. Sixth, you should plan a lot of aspects on the day of the interview. Then the interview do's and don'ts. And finally, what you should describe. Now we are discussing the essential steps in planning for an interview, the context of researching the organization. In this particular context, if you are invited to an interview, you should spend some more time researching the organization, as this will give you confidence, should you be asked any questions on what the organization does. It also will allow you to ask the employer certain important questions about their organization. You should always look at their website and see if any further information is available, which we've discussed in a previous slide. In this context, it's helpful to find out the following things about the employer. What do they do? Who are their customers or service users? What sort of organization are they? What is the job likely to involve? And how can you best fit your skills to match the job? So you need to understand these very elements about the organization that you are a prospective candidate to. Find out what the interviewer will involve to make sure you're well prepared. If you have a disability, all employers must make reasonable adjustments for you to have an interview. If you need the employer to make particular arrangements, contact them before your interview to make sure they can make these arrangements. So there are special provisions given to disabled people. In an organization where I had worked before, there were a couple of people who were in wheelchairs, yet they used to come to the office and work like normal people and go. Of course, there were special ramps made for such people to get into the escalators or the lifts and get to their operational floors. You should think about who will be interviewing you. If it is the person who would be your manager, if you got the job, the interview may be more detailed. The very logic behind this particular thing is because the person would like to ensure that he is getting the best fit for, you know, his requirements. If it's the personal manager, the interview may be less detailed, but still could be testing. In the context of planning for the interview, find out how many people will be interviewing you and their position in the organization. This will help you prepare for the kinds of questions they may ask. Finding out how long the interviews is likely to last, and you know, this will give you the idea of how detailed the interview will be. So you can estimate the kind of complexity or the level of complexity which the interview would involve. You should also find out if you will have to take a test or make a presentation. Many a times for many people, they have, you know, people already ask them to make a presentation, either sales related or any other, sector of the industry. Find out where the interview is and go there the day before, taking a note of how long it took you to get there. If you need to go by bus, plan the journey carefully beforehand. Plan an alternative route just in case of an accident or roadworks on the day of the interview. If you have a disability, again, as we've seen, ask about disabled access to the building. Always turn up to an interview dressed smartly and professionally. Just running through this because we have discussed this in some previous slides. First impressions are important, so take your time and get it right. Any relevant paperwork, for example, proof of ID if required, needs to be along with you, and you should not start searching for it when the interviewer asks. Also, some few copies of the CV, copy of the covering letter, any information you've gathered about the organization should be carried to the interview. Give yourself plenty of time to get to the interview. Try to arrive 10 minutes, we've seen this. If you're delayed, contact your consultant to explain why so that we can try and get another appointment for you. Try and stay calm. Everyone gets nervous during the interview. Okay. If you have done your preparation and researched the organization, this will make you feel more confident. Now let's take a look at some of the interview do's and don'ts. In this slide, we shall look at the do's. Do's is a good thing to do is to enter the room confidently. Shake hands firmly when you introduce yourself. Be polite and friendly. Look the interviewer straight in the eye as soon as you enter the room. Look interested. Ask questions as well as answers. Some other do's include answer questions as fully as you can. Avoid yes and no answers. Provide examples to prove your achievements. So if you are saying in one of the previous examples which I gave, one of the trainers whom we had interviewed, said that he knew some of the training related theories, and not just knew, he had applied it in a practical context. That was what was there in the theory, sorry, in the CV. So we simply asked him questions based on that, and he was not able to support his achievements. So that's why it is necessary to provide examples to prove your achievements. Ask if you don't understand a question. Don't just nod blindly or assume you've understood. Ask what the question is all about. Try and speak as clearly as possible. Sell yourself. Be positive about your achievements. Now let's take a look at the don'ts. Don't sit until invited to do so. So if nobody's invited you to sit or they haven't requested you to sit, please don't sit. Fidget, do not fidget or slouch in the chair. So people don't like people who unnecessarily have casual habits like slouching in the chair or fidgeting. Do not criticize former employees. We've already seen this particular thing. Do not interrupt your interviewer. The interviewer's chain of thought will be lost in this case. Hence, you do not need to interrupt the interviewer. Do not draw attention to your weakness. Many a times, interviewers have a habit of asking for weaknesses. Tell them that you have five things. You don't necessarily consider them as a weakness, but you're looking at certain improvements from them. Don't draw attention to your weaknesses is what we saw. Go over the top. Don't go over the top. Stay calm and stick to the facts. So these are some of the don'ts. Okay. Now let us take a look at the essential steps in planning for an interview. What you should actually describe. You should describe all skills and duties relevant to the new position. Equipment and software packages used. Your responsibilities. The type and level of people you've dealt with, length of employment, and any promotions that you've got in your tenure in your previous company. Well, in this way, we have completed this particular chapter. In this chapter, we've primarily seen essentials of preparation towards an interview. We've seen various phases in the interview preparation. Like you can say the day before, you can say 10 minutes before, on the day, in the interview. So we've also done and looked at the do's and don'ts of an interview. So in this way, we've completed this particular chapter. Thank you.